Okay, so in the Sirasalimar and the beginning of the Zman, so we talk about the Zman to Achana for Kabbalah Satorah, and so I wanted to speak of something we've spoken about before, maybe just bring it out from another, some other angles of the Nekudah, but it's really the same idea we've mentioned before, that that there's in the beginning in the Mishnah of Kinyanei HaTorah, so it says over there that one of the Gedolei HaTorah yesh min hakuna because it's nikness b'memches dvarim ve'elohein, and it says Talmud etc. Then it says B'dibuk Chaver. The question is, what's the Indian? So we mentioned before that there's two halakim to in this mission of Kinyanei HaTorah. One is in the etzem learning itself. How is the one's added? One's mahalach in when they're going into learning itself, that they have to be chesedayim, being a slave, aim a yira in the. So Metzlech in learning, a person has to have a certain mahalach in the learning. And there's other things, which is not about how a person's learning. It's about what type of person the person is in order that he should be able to be kind of the Torah. If he's not a certain type of person, he can't be kind of the Torah b'chla. So, in this inyan of Dibuk Chaver, so the way we would say Pashtas, we spoke about another one time, but also you would say, Kipshuta, it's about in the mahalach and learning. A person's going to learn by, like the Gemara says in Makis, Tainis, and Brachas, and other places. The Gemara says that Chevel Abad v'Noyelu Chevel Atzavari Sanei Shal Talmidei Chom Shishim V'Oisgim B'Tar Abad B'Vad V'Loi Oidol Shem Istapshin. That a person can't learn by themselves. Why can't the person learn by themselves? So Pasha Pshat, first of all, is because you don't know everything yourself. You have to hear from other people. That's number one. To hear what the other one has to say. More than that is because the Goyin says in by Kenel Chachaver in Avos, the Goyin brings this Gemara. Says it's like the Gemara says over there. You learn by yourself. And Mamidoy al Haemes. It's Mamidoy. In other words, the one is to hear what he has to say. Stam, if you think you know everything yourself, it's not good. So you're not gonna know everything. You're only limited to what you know. But besides that, it's Mamid al Emes, there's that gufa by him saying fakert is going to help you understand what you know better. So it's not just you know what you know, but you're limited in what you know, so you have to also hear from him. There's also that even in what you know itself, you don't know it that well if you just stick to yourself the whole time. There's a flaw in the Akdama to the Sefer. So he goes into a lot of things in learning there. So in Ois Chav Zayin, he says, Hatoelus Hagadol Baalias Hatorah Holima Torah Barabim, Kamei Shiflu B'Chazal B'Talmud Torah D'Rabim, Da'adav Me'Avoida, the Gemara in Megillah. Kibulim Chaverim Hei Mefalpul and Kolachat Svarasa Yazeh. So it's Ezer Kenegdav. He snagged us Hazeh Hu Ezer Gadol Lehem. Who Machalis Hashem Shemayim Sefer Liskayim It's Machalis Tov Hashamay because it brings each one is looking how to improve what they're saying based on the other person. So there's two Nekudas L'Chayra in Dibuk Chaverim, in the learning itself, which is that one is that you need to hear what someone else has to say, so you know what you know, and now you can add to what you know from what they have to say. And in addition to that, it sharpens goof of what you know when you hear what someone else is arguing with you, that you can now say what you're saying and understand what you're saying even better. So the L'Chayra of two Nekudas in learning itself. But L'Chayra, we have to say that this idea of learning in a group, L'Chayra, is much more yisurdistic than that also. There's the Archaim HaKadosh on the Pasuk, like we all know the Pasuk, Vayushim Refidim, Vayachnu Bahar Sinai, it's the second, it talks about, first it's in Pasuk Aleph, Vayavo Midbar Sinai, the second Pasuk says, Vayushim Refidim, Vayavo Midbar Sinai, Vayachnu Vayichan Yisham Yisal Neged Ahar. So he says, what's the point of the Pasuk? So he says, the point of the Pasuk is to megal the three yisoides that Klal Yisrael need to have in order to mekabel the Torah. The one is the Yisum Refidim, so that's his the famous shtickle, that it's not the location, because the location should have been in Pasuk Aleph. So he says it has to be that a person can't be an Otzel in order to be quite a Torah Nikasel Mishamayimus Atzmayala. So Rifu Yadayim is Otzel, so a person can't be an Otzel. The second Nakuda is have to be Bamidbar. Midbar means, the way he says it, Midbar means a person is a Nova. Midbar also means in a lot of places the Pashtos, a person can't be a Miatainug, it says. And then the third thing is Vayichan, is the beautiful Lashon over there. He says that they have to come together. That all the group comes together as one. So it's a little interesting if the whole nekuda of coming together of the chabur is this point about sharpening your thing. So it's a little chiddush that would be so yisoidis dick that this is the three things that you have to know in order to mekabel Torah is this knach. That in order that you can learn yourself because he's gonna help you sharpen your vart. It's a little chiddush that would be, and there's a lot of things that help in learning. You have to do chazara also. I mean, there's a lot of things that are helping. L'chora, he's saying it's a more fundamental. It's a fundamental thing. Also, that alone that we find. That we mentioned a second ago from Nafla, that Talmud Torah de Rabbim is a chil between Talmud Torah Rabbim and Talmud Torah de Yochid. Where does it come together, the Talmud Torah de Rabbim? If I remember correctly, in by Amir La'akum there's a halacha that a mitzvah de Rabbim is different than mitzvah de Yochid. When you get fixing the michshol de Rabbim for sure. Fixing the Erev, you could have a goy do, so Mitzvah Durabim, so to Messiah and a Mitzvah Durabim, it's more of a cool on a Mir La'akum. So therefore, in a shul, people coming to Davin, some Mela, people coming to Davin, you have more coolas and halachas of a Mir La'akum. So Shaila is, what if it's a Bismedrish, they're not Davining there? So in a Bismedrish, they're not coming to Davin. Do you have the kula of this mitzvah derabim? You can even ask. Then it has to be a shos to shos. You could go on a mitzvah deraisa. So if I remember correctly, I was looking around for it. I think in Eresh Moshe he says that it's a Bismedrish. Everyone's learning, so it's a lot of yechidim really. Be'etzem. So it's not nitfas the chshivas of mitzvah derabim. But I think in Lakewood they say is. They say, or not like that, from Rabbanan, that a bismedrish is a rabbin, and Talmud Torah, the rabbin, if the rabbin is learning, and there's a matzah of nechabur learning, even if it's not a shir, it's also called Talmud Torah, the rabbin. And that to make on that. So there's a chilek between rabbin and yochid in Torah also, shtekel chiddush, because in tefillah, so tefillah b'yochid is one thing. Tefillah b'tzibur is another. Well, for statement, we understand that there's different halachas. How you, the whole tzibur of tefillah is different. Everything's different about it. But in Torah, so you're saying yourself, God, there's people next to you, not people next to you. What? But you see, there's a chavta of Talmud Torah d'Rabbim also like that, and it's not just in a shir that one person is learning, everyone's listening to the same thing. Everyone learning, but their misyachas, the people next to them, is Talmud Torah d'Rabbim. So in the Pel Yoyetz, he talks about the Indian of Chabura. He says you should never miss Minyan, and you should always daven with the Tzibur, who in our time should it be may is pun of the Hikid daven b'yachidus, whatever. Then he says, Omer Gamal Inyan Talmud Torah, it's like that. Talmud Torah d'Rabbim Adif. And you should be part of a group. I'm not saying this point that I was saying, but he's saying you should be part of a group. Ulfiani is Daiti Yosef Toiv, Lumoid Imarabim, Tehillim, Melumoid Yachidi Nagon V'Olas. That even though the Midrash says that David HaMelech Yechashivli the whole Nefesh HaChaim Yechashivli the Tehillim like Nagam Olos, Nagam is more Choshev, but if you're doing it by yourself, you may as well rather find a group of people learning Tehillim. That's what he said. So L'chora, that means you see that a group is also called is Mesiach is Meschaber together to call a group of people learning that's a Talmud and Rabbi. So there's Parshas Truma, which in Shabbos I set a shtick over there, and I've been looking the whole time. I have the second part of it, I didn't say yet. I've been looking the whole every week something else came out, and Purim and Pesach. So part two, I still have to hopefully this week, but it has to do with this. The Rambam says in Mitzvah Asei Hey, in Sefer Mitzvahs, he said, "Hushitzivanu la'avdoi, avodas Hashem." So he brings over here a Rosh and Sifri, ula'avdoi zu tefila, v'amru gamkein ula'avdu zu talmud. And then he says, v'amru, it's a medrash, avdeyu b'teirasai, avdeyu b'mikdashai. So we're talking about that mikdash is a makom of tefila. That's the heart of what we were discussing. But the Rambam says, avdeyu b'mikdashai, avodas Hashem, and tefila, because he says, b'feirish over there, klomer l'leches shom lehispalal. As you see that, the Beis HaMikdash was a makom of tefila also. As the Chiddush we're saying, Beis HaMikdash is a makom of tefila, not just a makom of avoida, and avoida shebleiv is tefila. So it's miyuchet for tefila. Tefila is avoida. But he says that avdeyu b'terasa, that Torah, learning Torah is also avoida. So, whatever that means exactly. But there's a nekuda that learning Torah is avoida. So, it's mistabra then that there's a specific bechina that avoida means this is just like you understand you can't have a basically there's one person there. The tzibur has to be doing it. There's a chibur of a tzibur in avoida that comes together. So in Torah is also like that. Just like in tefillah, the avoida tzibur is different than avoida all over. Avoida is a karbanis. There's a difference between karban yach and karban tzibur. Avoid is different when it's coming from a tzibur to the yachid. The whole tzibur is being mamlech, the melech as an avoida. It's different than the yachid. So Torah has a bechina of a tzibur coming together to do it. There's something called Torah of Ram. So, what's the nekuda? So the nekuda is the Maral says that Torah was not given to a yachid, b'chlal. Torah was given only to the tzibur klal Yisrael. And if a person looks at himself as a yachid, then he cannot be mekabel the Torah. He cannot be mekabel the Torah as a chilek from the tzibur. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't give his Torah over to the yachidim. He says this by a nova, I think. He says, the Aleph Beis of mekabel Torah is a nova because of this inyan. So he says, on this Dibak Chaver, Ha'odam Kashehu Yechidi Einam Kabbalah Torah. He has to be part of a group. So, L'chaira, the Peshat is, Torah was given to Klal Yisrael as a group. So, if a person, the Kinyonei HaTorah is, like we're saying, there's how to learn, but there's also the attitude of a person in order to be Roy to Mekabal the Torah. So, if a person this midah, Dibbe Chaverim, is like we said, is in the Torah, how you learn, that's the first shlav. But L'chara, there's a much deeper shlav, which is that if a person can become, if a person is always by himself, so then he can never really be Mekabal Torah. If a person can't be Mendavik L'chaverim, he could become part of a group. So there's avoida satzibur. There's a Torah was given to the tzibur. There's the Indian that a person come together as a group and he can view himself as part of the group. Then he's roy to mekabel the Torah. So l'chayr, that's also what the Archaim is saying is that Klal Yisrael has to come together in order to mekabel the Torah. It's the prerequisite for Talmud Torah. It's not just a piece of advice. There's another piece of advice. How to learn good is becoming have a chavrusa. He's saying that Klal Yisrael has to be willing to become part of a group in order to mekabel the Torah. And then once you're part of the group, then you can mekabel the Torah. But as a yochid, you can't be mekabel the Torah. And this, so Mimela in this Dibur Chaverim is both parts. One is an eitz on how to learn. It's important to hear from other people. But it's also the only a person who has this midah that he can view himself as a chelik of the group, only that person can be roy to mekabel the Torah, because then he's a chelik of the tzibur, and then the Torah is the tzibur. So then he's roy mekabel the Torah. So whenever we start over again, so it's good to take advantage of the chabura, the oilam, and appreciate what every person is bringing, whether it's the is saying the same or saying different, but either way, there's a maila to hearing and learning and appreciating the one. And if a person is views himself as part of the group, then he's zoicha to this midah, and he's zoicha that after tzibur we can makabel the Torah together, which should be zoicha to gavaldika hachana and nizman, and get ready for the kavaldika Torah.